Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and the dollar bill stems
and crack capsules. You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. I have with me tonight Amanda Shea.
Yo, yo.
K-Ball.
What did you say?
A-Ball.
A-Ball, yes. Correct.
A-Ball and Tia. Yes. They're mocking me because I can't roll my R's yet. I almost got it. I watched a YouTube video about it, and I've been working on it.
Good for you.
I just walked down the street like saying this one word over and over and trying to get it to roll.
Good for so, you. You know, improving.
Thank you. Yeah. So hopefully it'll still be cool to roll your R's by the time I can.
The viewers can't see this, but just like, you know, do this with your tongue. Like,
I heard you're supposed to kind of let it limp. And let the air, you know, move it itself, you know, not try to move it. You gotta, well, we can talk. My buddy can do like the Wookiee thing, the Chewbacca thing, which is pretty cool. He lets that fly.
Oh,
shout out Chris. I watched the new Star Wars this weekend and it was awful. So if you haven't seen it, don't watch it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much for unbiased.
Have you seen it?
I have
the one
not.
From 2007, The Last Jedi?
No.
It was a big waste of my time.
I've never watched any of those.
I
don't
know. I mean, I didn't dislike it that much. I wasn't like, it was just, you know, I felt like your average Star Wars movie. I didn't dislike it. I didn't like it a ton.
Really? But
what did you dislike? You know, I'm like, I don't think it was
how
that
much
bad.
Time you got. No. No, because I was like, oh, this will be cool. I got some time. I'll watch this movie. Like, it'll be relaxing and like, I won't have to think too much and it'll probably be cool. It looked awesome. They obviously have a huge budget. The sets were crazy.
Yeah.
What I did not like was the whole Luke storyline. They kind of turned him into this grumpy, gnarly old man who, like, you couldn't tell how he could even get there. And then the whole beginning of it, he's like, no, I will never do this. I will never do that. Don't ever do this. And they're like, oh, but what about this? He's like, fine, I'll help you. Like, it took nothing. They had all these convictions and no one stuck to them. Every scene was super dramatic and like overacted. It's like every line was supposed to be this, like, you know, well, like, you know, like, this is the only way. Like, no, don't do it. It's too risky. Like, everything was like,
it was sort of soap opera.
Like, all the humor was kind of, like, there was a lot of humor. There's always been humor, but it was, like, a different kind. Like, there were your mom jokes. It just didn't feel like Star Wars. All the characters were corny.
Yeah.
It looked amazing.
Yeah, actually, maybe I don't like this movie.
The fight scene.
Now you don't like it.
We're bringing up all the things that I'm like, I remember this now.
There's, like, this fight scene where the dude has, like, his sword and he's literally just doing spins into the fight scene and like for no reason. It's just like poorly choreographed, like no one's really able to fight. Like
just a bunch of twirls.
Carrie Fisher can't hold that role. She gets exploded into space and pulls herself back into an airlock. She's got space ice on her. Like it's like they were just doing things.
Yeah.
Like, R.I.P.
Yeah, it's like that's not really how it works, but yeah. It's just this thing where I'm like, oh my God, you know, Leia just died, and then it was like, not. You know?
Right. Things just happened. I don't know. And then, like, the big bad guy was, like, not even scary, and he, like, really wasn't tough at all. Like, I don't know. It just didn't really. It seemed like they had a big budget. They made a bunch of cool sets, and then, like, mad scenes, they just, like. So the fight
scene really
one.
They weren't focused on writing it.
Yeah, the fight scene like, one, I actually looked up to see it, you know, if I was, like, tripping about how bad stuff was, and like I watched this like
was
nerd
it with all the red guys.
Yeah
a lot of people have a lot of things to say.
I watched like this like nerd review of it and like he was like, well, if you're watching like she actually if you look at it, he comes spinning in after his like triple pirouette into the fight and like she forgets to duck, so he literally takes the sword and like raises it up over and around her head and it's like, bro, just like reshoot that, like it's in the middle of So anyway, I'm not even a huge Star Wars guy. I watched them when I was kids. I don't think I saw any of the prequels. I saw the first one and then I saw the Rogue One a couple years ago. I was like, oh, this is actually cool.
Some of the new ones I really enjoy, but
the Force Awakens thing was all right, but I don't know. I'm not hopeful. It seems like they could. And it's 2.5 hours long. Like 2.5 hours of overacting is a lot.
True.
But it looked cool. It looked awesome.
Okay.
It looked really cool.
That's like a, you just like basically give an essay right there.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Good you for know? You.
Yeah. So that's how I prepared for tonight's show. I just, you know, watched Star Wars and anyway, so we do have other cool things to talk about. One thing that's cool is I just hit up the Boston Music Awards a couple hours ago and told them I'd like to talk to them about transparency, and they seem like they're into that. So we may be having some of the BMA folks on the air. I don't know if we'll do it right before this year's shows or right after. So that was cool. Last week, Women in Hip Hop was an excellent show. Thank you, Amanda, again for being a part of it.
Thank you for having me a part of it.
I've heard. Good. I'm glad you think so, and we've heard a lot of good feedback. Have you heard anything from people? Because I've been hit up by a few people saying they really enjoyed it.
I did, actually. A lot of people looking forward to part two, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people saying like that, especially a lot of people really complimenting Ari for her, you know, answers and her big, huge vocabulary. I love Ari to death. And yeah, a lot of people were just saying that they really enjoyed the conversation, that they felt that it was super honest, and they just want to hear more about the other side of it as far as, like, the business. Like, how do we go about that?
Yeah, I definitely want part two to be, like, more advice. I feel like we set the table.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had a few guys hit me up saying they really appreciated hearing it. A few women that were inspired by it.
That's
so
beautiful.
It's been I haven't gotten any specific like response to like this answer made me, you know, think this, but overall pretty good so far. So if you haven't heard that, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes. We just got added to iHeartRadio today.
Nice.
So we're on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, anywhere. Just I think hashtag women in hip hop. I don't know who else has posted that, but like check out the hashtag anyway, because we're in there and probably some other cool women in hip hop. So Alex, you tuned in.
I did tune in, yeah.
We missed you, by the way.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't make it.
It's fine.
I would have fallen asleep at the mic. It was like the worst day.
The women would have bored you, or?
No. I would have that's not what I meant. Wow.
I didn't say.
I say the worst things, facts.
No.
But
you're super tired.
Yeah.
Gotta get your rest.
Yeah, no, the mics were full anyway. But what did you take away from it?
I thought it was just really like a great insight into, you know, the music business, which, and like the music community here in Boston that I don't really know much about. I'm just like stepping in and sort of like, I feel like I'm peering through a door like, hey, who are all these people, you know? And, you know, I think it was really great to, you know, hear like a woman's monologue on the music business around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, like, I think a good thing to just listen to and educate yourself with.
Good. I mean, we're the people, you and I are the people that need to hear it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
you know, it's, you know, step up where you can.
Right. Exactly. And Tia, I know you've been going all out, but.
Yes.
Yes. So, one other thing that we need to talk about before we forget, it's long overdue. Amanda Shea.
Yes.
How was American Gothic?
Oh my gosh. I've been to a lot of shows, and this was I'm still like, I don't know what number, but definitely top three shows that I've ever attended.
Billy Dean Thomas, by the way.
Billy Dean Thomas not just is an amazing performer, but the curation of the entire show was just amazing. I really didn't. Okay, so it's more like a theater production, and there's a storyline to it. And I know Billy Dean personally, but I didn't know. I felt like I was able to get to know Billy Dean, and that was the first real time that I've ever seen them that vulnerable on stage. And to have their family in the building was even was even better. Like, also Michelle, Billy Dean's partner, got up on stage and they had a moment, and I'm just like, this is just a side that I've never seen before. To not also, the live band was phenomenal. Four-string quartet led by Anaïs. Like, it was just, it was beautiful. I just didn't know where to look. Like, there was always something going on to keep you stimulated. The images and the story and the video that Billy Dean chose to show in the background was very powerful, had some very historical images portrayed on the screen. Also, the lighting and how Billy Dean constructed that, and then where Tayshaun and Anson and Billy Dean collabed on a piece, and they were, the way that they were finishing each other's sentences, and like the flow, the fluidity of the piece, and you know, Tayshaun appeared on the stage, Billy Dean is in like this other section, Anson Raps is on top of the bar, and it was like spotlight to each person. It was just very, it was very beautifully like just done. And then Liza James on the top of the backstage, and the poem was just phenomenal. I felt like Liz was speaking literally to just me in that moment, and I know everybody else felt like that and was able to captivate all of us at the same time. And Billy Dean just popped out of nowhere, and it would just start, and the music was just beautiful. Like, it was just a really good show. A really, really, really good show. I know I just gushed, but I've been dying to say that.
I should have gone to this concert.
Right?
It was, you could have gone.
You could have gone. But it was gone. It was really, like, kudos, like, Billy Dean Thomas. Like, that was incredible. And I'm just like, I just can't wait to see what's in store next, to be honest.
Quite a bit, I'm sure.
Yes. Like, I was a fan before, but I am truly, truly
especially
a fan now.
Billy was kind of, not worried, but knew, you know, with the fam in the building, and like, that was a big step to take in terms of performing. So now that they know they're past that, you know, you got to assume that anything's possible now.
Just incredibly, incredibly talented. There was pieces where Billy Dean was with the band and then a cappella, and it was just fantastic. Like, the band was phenomenal. Like, and Jimmy Lee was up on stage. Like, it was just really, really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Great show. Great show.
Well, thank you for the recap. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Checking it out. And if you're tuned in and wondering who is Billy Dean Thomas, well, that podcast is just two back. I believe it's number 120. And that is on everything, LFOD Radio, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, hashtag LFOD Radio, at LFOD Radio, probably something else. It's everywhere. I'll bet if you Google Billy Dean Thomas, it's near the top even. So, who knows?
And Michelle did all the outfits too. Like,
who's Michelle?
Billy Dean's partner. I think I'm done.
It's funny.
Just beautiful.
My buddy was telling me it's hard if you're out of the scene to like follow some of our convos, because it's all stuff like that. And it's shout out to Michelle though, and Billy, and everyone who's tuned in. We're gonna play some music. We're gonna play some different music. By the way, another thing we do is every now and then we pop up at shows and we have a little merch booth. A little merch booth, a big merch booth. And we, you know, take some footage, film some stuff, and we share it. And we recently visited Vibes and Offerings, presented by Bakari JB at the Mad Music Mill, hosted by Amanda Shea. And we just dropped that video. That's at LFOD Music. We drop more of that stuff there so people don't get flooded on the radio page. But if you check at LFOD Music, check that out. Did you see it yet, Amanda?
I haven't got a chance to watch it. I was trying to watch it yesterday, and my phone, I have Sprint. It's just trash.
You are very featured in it. You're the first voice anyone hears.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, man.
And then, of course, Black Action, because he's everywhere. And
he's amazing, too. Like, he's amazing. He's a character, too.
Yes. And so it was pretty cool. Shout out Violet Music and June Life, Battle Axe. Seti Zoo has an appearance in the video. Everyone in the building. And that's back next Monday.
The 26th, yeah.
The 26th. Who's going to be there?
Keovani.
Ooh.
I love Keovani. And Joe Grizzly.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
Okay, so I've never seen, like, Joe Grizzly perform.
They've got energy. They always have a drummer.
And I
was, them.
And I didn't know that. I didn't realize that they were a two man group.
It's like Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. Okay, but yeah. So I'm really, really excited. The last one was just beautiful. Like Trisha Reed and Marc Maron. Like I love them. Like they did like even like an impromptu like. Session with the Woo Factor. That was crazy. I was like, where are we right now? Like, what are we doing here? Sapphire, who happens to be in the building in the back over there, low-key, she got up on stage and did two pieces, and the last one was like on some reggae vibe, and the band was just playing. It was so good. It was just really, really good. Guys gotta come. Like, you ain't got no excuse, okay? Like, it's a long weekend, Monday, you know? Like, just pop out real quick, you know?
Do people have Monday off?
I don't think so, but I mean, life, you only live once. Like, it's just,
you're bringing back YOLO?
I don't know. I don't think
it's so applicable.
No, I'm definitely not bringing that into 2019. So we can just leave it here.
Okay.
We'll just put
just
it down.
One time.
Well, here's what we're going to do.
Just one time.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some music. When we come back, we're going to talk about what everyone's thankful for because it's a themed show.
Really?
Yeah, really. Spoiler alert, you know. What we are going to do, one thing I'm thankful for is artists who keep our inbox full of submissions at lfodradio.com.
See what you did there.
Clean music. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're just going to play all the most recent stuff we've gotten. I haven't heard it. We're just going to play it. We're thankful for you. This is a record by a dude named LH. He's from Chicago. He attached his media kit, which is always nice to get that PDF.
Okay.
And, you know, and there's some game for the other artists as well. And the picture is him holding his custom chain up with a set of custom wood engraved chopsticks. So I'm in. This is LH. This record is called, well, you guys can pick. We can do either Heavy, Yin Yang, Red, or Sick Days.
Should do that Yin Yang since he's holding up the chopsticks.
Yin Yang?
Yeah.
All right. Tune into Live Free or Die Radio. This is LH with Yin Yang. We'll be back.
Yeah. LH. Yeah. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Crazy hand 24, a lot of can change. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Crazy hand 24, a lot of can change. Last night drunk and jumped right into the bed. This morning feeling great, refreshed in the air. Got up out the bed, stepped over a pile of clothes. Smelling like liquor and a lot of square smoke. Headed to the bathroom, my phone on the sink. A bunch of missed texts that I ain't bothered to read. Who they all from? I got a good idea. But right now, f*** that everywhere, but yeah. Last night dragged through fast food for dinner. This morning scrambled eggs with some butter toast. Salt and pepper sprinkle with some cheese in the middle. Last night I threw up most of my McGriddle. Took a shower, ate right before I got dressed. Famous last night, but today I ain't depressed. This morning work, last night it was the club. This morning sober, last night a lot of drugs. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Crazy hand 24, a lot of can change. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang.
Today is the yin, yesterday it was the yang. Crazy hand 24, a lot of shit can change. Yesterday I had a real bad attitude, but today I came in with a better mood. Clocked in the work, told my coworkers what up. Yesterday complaining about how the job sucked. Yeah, yesterday, me and my chick finally broke up. She told me that she's sick of me and finally had enough. But today I'm past it, mind of a hustler. Yesterday I almost cussed out a couple customers. I was real isolated cause of my mood. But today I apologize for acting real rude. And they all accept it, Sally gave a hug. Way before yesterday she been wanting to. Today went smooth, pretty much it was the norm. Yesterday was hurting bad cause my heart was torn. Today at the work, going straight to the house. Yesterday I went home, got changed and went out. Today is the yin, yesterday it was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday it was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday it was the yang. Crazy hand 24, a lot of can change. Today is the yin, yesterday it was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Crazy hand 24, a lot of can change. Yesterday I came in, shower changed and left. Hopped into the car and rode off with my friends. Went to the liquor store, got 2 gallons of in. Filled up a cup, now the night can begin. The more that I drink, the more feelings are rough. Tearing up, crying, pouring me another cup. Whining, telling, nah, I ain't had enough. So they start yelling, telling me, shut the fuck up. We made it to the bar and I'm already gone. Thank God we made it and we didn't wait long. All of a sudden, feel my phone blowing up. I got a feeling who it is, but giving zero fucks. Stayed for some hours, left and hit the drive-thru. Caught a McGriddle, egg and cheese in the middle. Got dropped off, stumbled in and went to sleep. But tonight I just chilled and watched some TV. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Crazy hand 24, a lot of can change. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Today is the yin, yesterday was the yang. Crazy hand 24, a lot of can change.
Alright, we're gonna run another one. Shout out LH. We're gonna keep going. We got a new one from 2 Foot Blue. These guys, they're K-Ball's crew, and they've been throwing us this. Your mic is off. They can't hear you correcting me. This song is called Lingual. They said it is a super hot unreleased track. Okay, I'm back after this.
Hello, it's William G, a.k.a. Will G, MVP. I make them tingle with the lingo when they listening to me. Got that boom bap, yeah, that boom clap. Check the room stat, make sure that they getting some of that. We can run it back and all my words crap like it's Trillium, but William don't play with that. He's made for rap, so hot he could break a bat. Fly all day, he don't lay low. Loving the game, he ain't Play-Doh. I'm holding mine, so I can Play-Doh. You got no say, I don't say no. I'm thinking that I just might pick it up. So sweet that I might just go rick it up. I'm tripping, I'll never be slipping up. Got the hop it, I'll never be hip enough. Even though in my blood, this hip-hop's really all I get. And you can tell I'm licking kick rocks like a rocket. And I do not sweat, I bet the game. Come easy like rain, get it loose like change. They gon' know my name. Hello, it's William G, a.k.a. Will G, MVP. I make them tingle with the lingo when they listening to me. I tried to tell them, but they didn't know better. I couldn't quit, but I think I know better. I tried to tell them, but they didn't know better. I couldn't quit it, but I think I know better. All day, do this all day. It's the shoreline, so it's a sure thing. All day, and we do this all day.
Wait, Willie G. We gotta switch up the flow and make it hot with the mindset. It's the double I, specialize in the concept. Family call me Squig, but I keep it direct. When I sling a stanza, bring the panic to you rappers, cause I tingle with the lingual. Yo, no man can handle the flow, I'm manhandling. Versatile range, no change like panhandling. It's pandemonium, with the cantaloupe I dismantle them. Pencil hypnotic, aquatic like Wes Anderson. Busy ballin', so if you call it, then I ain't answering. I tingle with the lingual, the method and the paradigm. Boston ain't heard an anthem so good since Sweet Caroline. Tantalizing pantomime, your mind stays compared to mine. Kinda like a tiny spider fighting a tarantula. Flow like the maritime, spinning with the venom and adrenaline. A veteran, deeper than the exocrine. Always playing at the rim, faster with the afferent and efferent. I'm meant to win. Spitting is so nasty, you gon' ask me where my dentist went. A menace with the medicine, your head'll spin off of its axis when I rap this. Go with the lingual, kinda like a jamboree. Ample with the steeler, but betray the ego humbly. The loudest with the subtlety, rumbling like a bumblebee in the jungle. And I'm Ali, Muhammad or Mahashallah. My keys, I'm the Maharaja. Cause with the steez, I'm like Oscar Peterson. Beat a rapper like a veal masala while I tingle with the lingual. Flyer than the Drosophila off of the wall. Think I need a break? Nah, he ain't touching this. No parameters with pantameter. Got endless stamina. The pen is slamming you amateurs from here to Panama. Steady, no perturbation. My head is like pure capsaicin. With words percolating, working to the circulation. Bring beats like Bambaataa. Lyrical Mahabharata. Schooling fools my alma mater. Two for blue, gon' boost it louder. What you gonna do about it? Nada. I tried to tell him, but I think I know better. It's two for blue, so you.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was the new one from 2 Foot Blue. Like I said, we're just playing whatever's in our inbox. So if you're tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Please keep it clean. I've already gone through a lot of emails with dirty things in them that I cannot play. Shout out June Life one time, though.
Shout out June
that
Life.
That new record, Mood Swings. Hard. So one of the things I said I was thankful for was the artists, but you know, also everyone tuned in, everyone who's a part of this, and very much so all of you guys.
Aww.
Past and present. Aww. People who have seen the vision and joined on and decided to be a part of, you know, executing it and pushing it forward and you know, jumping into this mad experiment with me. So very thankful to have you guys here tonight, and shout out everyone who's been on the air in the past: Priscilla, Taz, Tayshawn, of course, and everyone who's coming up in the future, and everyone behind the scenes who does stuff to help. And you know, shout out all the apparel folks: Lizzie and Sean and Casey and Thomas, of course, who produces every single episode of LFOD Radio, and Dylan for the art, and basically anyone who's ever, you know, been a part of this in any way, shape, or form. And Casso for the logo, man. And then Mark for inspiring the logo, and so on and so forth. If you need to be thanked, you know it. And thank you. And maybe we'll thank Seti in a little bit.
Maybe.
Thank you, Seti Zoo. Where are you? You're hidden behind a monitor. Wrap up, recap, hashtag. We're going to talk about some stuff you have coming up in a minute when we get a mic for you. But first, so think about what you're thankful for. First, though, we're going to go around this group here. Starting That's with good. Tia.
What? Okay.
What are you thankful for this year,
counter-clockwise.
Tia?
Counterclockwise.
And if you're tuned in, if you're listening to this right now, whether live or on iTunes, Spotify, etc. on Thursday, just add us, at LFOD Radio. Tell us what you're thankful for.
There's too much to be thankful for, to be honest. There's so much. This year was a great W for me. Especially coming off, not to get too personal, 2017 was an L, fat L, big fat L. And, but this year was really great. But, you know, speaking in LFOD sense, a lot of the artists and interviews that we did kind of touched me. And, you know, shout out to everybody who's come through since I joined back in, like, I'm saying like it's a long time, but like, you know, back in like June of 2017, And there was one specific interview that really touched me. It's going to sound biased, but it was the Dukeron interview. And we talked about like some like really deep personal stuff in that interview. And like after that, I like went home and I contemplated so many things. And I like came out of a situation that I was like, whoa, I didn't realize that was me. And like it really definitely helped. So like shout out to Dukeron, but shout out to everybody, because like I even made like some really great friends coming through to this spot. And like obviously met Sam and I met Amanda and I met K-Ball.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
A-Ball.
And like, you know, and Tayshaun obviously, you know, shout out to Tayshaun, he's not here right now. And Priscilla, she's really cool. I didn't see her for too long, but she's also very, very dope. And like, you know, this radio station, this little, you know, our plethora of community people has really touched me and helped. So I'm thankful for y'all. Yeah.
Aww.
We're thankful for you.
Thank you, Tia.
Yeah, you as well.
You're up next, Alex.
Oh, man. Well, I'm thankful for you guys too, you know? Feels so nice.
It's already been taken. That's two in a row. I mean, it's like, been used.
But like,
we're
really
all
though,
gonna use that.
Really though. I mean, I think that, you know, like I love being, you know, I'm thankful for being able to be here, you know, like opportunities that have just like opened up in my life recently. Allowed me to do so much lately, you know, as tired as I am, I'm still, you know, getting to do all these things. It's great, you know. And I'm really thankful for just the opportunities and the development and growth that have, you know, come to me in the past few months. And yeah, I'm glad to be here. And I'm glad to be feeling the moment with you all.
Okay. Yeah.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks.
A-Ball, K-Ball, A-Ball.
Q-Ball.
I'm also thankful for family and music, of course. Mm, always, of course. Always crutches.
I still had all this time and still didn't think of anything to say, but that's okay.
It doesn't have to be related to, you
LFOD.
Know. Yeah, no, anything in your life. Thanksgiving.
If that's the case, then I'm just thankful to be here and alive and breathing. Because
amen.
I always think like life could be so much worse, you know, and like there are people laid up in the hospital right now that like wish that they could just get up and just walk out those doors and they can't, you know what I mean? So there's also a lot of people behind bars that want to like get up and just walk out of those bars, you know what I mean? Like we face a lot of tragedies and see a lot of stuff and going on in society. And I'm just thankful to still just be alive and in one piece and have air in my lungs to be able to do the things that I'm passionate about doing.
Mm.
Word.
Facts.
That was too deep.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Okay.
We can get as deep as you want.
I really needed some of that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I feel that 100%.
Well, because I saw a meme the other day on Instagram and, you know, one of my closest friends had said to me, because I had posted it back up, and I'm like, it was this meme of like a car driving down, like something from The Walking Dead, where there's like a person like at the zombie at the window, and they were like, this is how I feel every day driving down Melania Cass. And I had reposted it, and I'm like, why are people so insensitive? Like, if that was your mother, brother, father, sister, auntie, uncle, you know, nephew, niece, you wouldn't say something like that. And one of my closest friends had said to me, like, I understand like you feel sensitive about this, but like it is kind of funny, you know. And I'm just like, it's not though. Like, addiction is just as bad as being in a hospital and being in jail, because they're entrapped in their own bodies. So I drive by there every single day. So
yeah, I'm often in Ubers around there, and it comes up, and usually it starts to be a like jokey thing, and I'm like, well, this is actually like pretty sad, you know, because the city doesn't seem to care about this at all.
Nope.
And it's only getting worse. I do at the same time, it is zombie land. There's no way around that. It's pretty wild down there right now.
There's something just dehumanizing about that term zombie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or walking dead.
Well, people fall asleep like in the middle of the crosswalk.
I mean, addiction is real.
Yeah. It's sad. It's unfortunate. But that's what that drug does, unfortunately, is it turns you into really a shell of a person a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad. Everyone's empathy is in a different place, but if we all try to raise it, I think we'll be a lot better off. Because, yeah, I always end up trying to turn around that guy, because, yeah, the driver will be telling me a funny story about, yeah, this guy fell asleep in front of me, and then I honked, and then they waved and woke up and went about their day. And he's like, it's like, yeah, it's kind of funny, but it's also like tragic, you know, that they're just there. They put a, there's cops there all day too. They don't care. They just watch it happen. If you start overdosing, they might, you know, take you down the street. And if you really start fighting, they might arrest you. But, yeah, just people. And you do get desensitized to it. I remember my, I had a family member visit me here, and some guy, like, I guess he came out of nowhere and asked for money, and like, they like were startled and like jumped and did a little thing, and it was, I realized, I was like, wow, that's like, that guy doesn't even register for me anymore, you know, he's a, that's not a shocking thing, he's a part of the scene, and I go, oh no, sorry man, I'm not today, and keep going, you know. But if you go out west, Oakland is wild, San Francisco is crazy, like, yeah. 20 people on each corner homeless, you know, and that's crazy because you can't help but ignore it, but they do somehow, and that blows my mind, that level of
California is a little different because a lot of people actually choose to like be homeless too and like laying up on the beach and stuff, so it's really hard there. I've talked to a few people who are from that area, and they say like sometimes they don't understand like who's really like strung out and like who's really like just I can't afford it here because it's really that serious,
right? Well,
you know what I mean,
in Oakland I think it's I could be wrong, but it's 2/3 or more of the homeless people in Oakland are graduates of the Oakland public school system. So it's a city just failing its people. Like, there's no way around that. You know, I mean, but Google tech comes in and all of a sudden...
Google's your friend.
They're not my friend. But yeah, the tech comes in and all of a sudden no one can afford to live there. Because, you know, they're not hiring local. They're building a place to attract people from all over the world. And then the Google buses park there, and they park in the regular bus stops, and they just eat the parking tickets until they're full, because there's like, you can't even like tax them out of, or like ticket them or fine them out of, there's no way to really like
reel
them in.
Wow.
Yeah, they might have stopped doing that, but that was happening for a while. Anyway, we're getting off topic yet again, but I'm thankful for all of you. I'm glad that some of you are thankful for being here. I'm glad you're thankful for being alive.
Thanks. Thankful that we're all
alive. Some people aren't thankful to be alive, you know? Some people are carrying that weight around, and, you know, hopefully they come full circle on that.
I hope so.
You know, Thursday is also National Day of Mourning, so it's not all fun and games. But,
interesting.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
It's been going on since the 70s. It's an American Indian protest. It actually happens in Plymouth. It's a New England-based one, but it's, you know, National Day of Mourning. Because I know we all, like, don't really think too hard about, or maybe you do. I try to think about what I'm thankful for. I don't really focus on the roots of Thanksgiving, but it kind of washes over a genocide among other things. So it's kind of like, hey, this is actually not really a thing to celebrate. But
yeah, I think it's really just, I've always just focused on, you know, bringing together family and, you know, friends and all that. Just kind of,
I think the spirit of the holiday is much different than what's connected to, and even what you learn in school. Like, you grow up, you're like, yeah, I just eat food with my family and I see my friends who I don't see all the time. And it's pretty cool. Like, you don't, it's not like, you're not sitting there like, well, thank God for Christopher Columbus, you know? You're just, you know, focused on...
So we could all sit here and eat this, you know? It's like...
Yeah.
They were all happy and sat around the table and had a great dinner.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They teach that he's a bad guy in school now, though, so it's not even that.
I have a horrible story about that.
Really?
Like, tell it for like 5 seconds, all five minutes. So when I was little, my dad knew that we were gonna like learn about, you know, Christopher Columbus, and I was 5 at this time. So my dad goes, "They're gonna tell you some lies in school, so let me tell you the truth. Christopher Columbus is a horrible person. He came here and he murdered and he raped and he killed people. He's not a good guy." So I go to school the next day and we start learning about Christopher Columbus, and I was like, "Actually, my dad said." So then my dad picked me up from school, and they were like, "Hello, Mr. Stevens. We have something to ask you." He was so embarrassed. And they were like, "Oh," he was like, "Oh my God, I didn't think she would repeat that." And he was like, "Well, I'm glad you know the truth." And we left.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Pops is a real one.
Definitely. He's kind of always been that. Like, even when I learned about World War II, actually, the British didn't fight. They used the Caribbean people and the Indians. So you're learning the wrong thing in school. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
I did not know that. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Yeah, it's actually, there's I think a documentary coming out about how the British recruited a lot of Caribbean people and Indian people to fight in World War II rather than use a lot more British men. And then they didn't credit any of them.
Yeah, that's not surprising. That war did destroy a generation of Englishmen as well. It was very destructive to a lot. But yeah, hopefully we don't have another one of those soon.
Sigh.
But they tell you, but by like elementary school, they start like adding some of the bad Christopher Columbus stuff.
When I was in ninth grade, that's when they started teaching us. So.
But it's too late for most kids aren't paying attention by then. You know what I mean? Like if you're checked out, you're checked out and you're just going to remember like, yeah, peace and love. And, you know, what was the guy's name? Squanto, was that the first? Who was the first Indian who like became their friend or whatever?
Yeah, we had Squanto. So. Well, Squanto wasn't the first one, but he was the one who spoke English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yikes. Well,
American
anyway,
history.
Yes, we're trying, yeah, we need to, okay, we're going to play some new music, this one says exclusive in very large font, red, bold, Cabello Chris Black, Swai, T-S-W-A-I, is a singer, songwriter, rapper, and producer who's a fusion of multi-genres, grew up in Siabuswa, Mupalanga. In 2011, he then chose. I think I actually got it right the first time. Then I kept rereading it. Mupalanga. In 2011, he then chose to study to become a sound engineer. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what country that is. I've never heard of that country. Either way, we're international. If you didn't know, you know now. LFOD Radio, Chris Black.
Yeah.
I hope this is clean. It's called War Inside. We'll be back after this.
I'm living in a free world, but the war's inside me. I'm living in a free world, but the war's inside me. Can I get a ooh, 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 don't go chasing waterfalls, yeah. We put the world in a state, now we building walls, yeah. I haven't come a long way. How'd you let my heart blaze or my mind fades away? And I fall enough times and it's hard to move on cause I'm crawling. You're my heart and it's hard to look on when my soul is dissolving. I'm living in a free world but the war's inside me. I'm living in a free world but the war's inside me. This world for a reason and nothing else. Stop acting like you don't care. There's more to see us out there. This love is going nowhere. There's more to see to compare. Yeah. And I fall enough times and it's hard to move on cause I'm crawling. You're my heart and it's hard to look on.
you're tuned in and you want to pop up on our Facebook page, we're testing our live stream. They gave us a new cable that we didn't have for a little while. So if you can just pop in and comment and let us know if you can hear it or not. T is trying to log in right now. Apparently no one has Facebook. Amanda, you don't have Facebook? Can you help? Just go to LFOD Radio and see if you can hear my voice.
Here come the mailman again.
G-Huff, Pete Rock, Kush God, Smoke Dizzle, paying them bills right, getting that money, boy. I got Bill, White So Electric, what up, homie? Youngstown, what up? Yeah. Mount Vernon, what up? Harlem, what up? All the dollars I made and the bills I paid. Used to have layaway for new shoes that suede. Trying to ball, it's all about the Benjamins, y'all. No more collect calls, work two jobs to have it all. Grinding, don't nothing move but the money. Bank rolls and pesos, got food in our tummy. The babies gotta eat. Spinning racks, got Nikes on their feet. I'm most likely in these streets trying to make ends meet. Working till the sun come up. The funds get low, the guns gon' blow. I run up. But don't trip, that's a last option. If I ever fall off, I know Dizza got me. That's why he on the remix. The bills getting paid this time. And I'ma buy a new wristwatch with this rhyme. Another check though, another rack though. Trying to add a few more sacks, yo. I got bills. Out on my 40, homie, I need a couple dollars. Gas for the Apollo, work boots and blue collars. So put your hands up if you lip check this check, bro. And bob your heads, man, cause we like neck and neck, bro. What you got on my 40, homie, I need a couple dollars. Gas for the Apollo, work boots and blue collars. So put your hands up if you lip check this check, bro. And bob your heads, man, cause we like neck and neck, bro.
Last time it was a drought, let's recollect. I remember, just consider that a flex, bro. I'm never ever getting vexed. I don't care, I'm too busy getting checked off, right? Disregard any list I was left off. Niggas runs come in spurts like Tourette's, Off my dollar, I invest in winners. Outcast, spin half Andre on dinner. They sent them to me, I ain't win a raffle. Kush God, we stay ahead in the tabernacle.
Really?
And that Snapple factual, VVS razzle dazzle. Heckle up, flare choppers, Adam's apple. They acting like they ill like you, till it's time to rap, and they don't kill like you. Delusional or what your skill might do. Frontin' on the flow like it ain't still rightful. I got an ill type view. They ask to hold something, I got bills like you.
Here come the mailman again.
And we are back, Live Free or Die Radio. That was G-Huff, the Bills remix with Smoke Dizza and Pete Rock. That was another submission. Before that, we had Chris Black with Warren Side. Apologies, Chris, with a K on any potential mispronunciation, well, definite mispronunciation of your home country. Seti Zoo is in the building, but he does not want to talk about what he's thankful for. So we're going to fill in for him. Seti is thankful for the gift. Oh, here he is. See?
Look, you already know what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the opportunity to host the Freestyle Clinic on a regular basis every single week. And everything else that comes from that. And I only met you through Rec Shop. Everything from music. I'm all thankful for all music.
And how long have you been hosting for?
It's going to be 6 years. It's going to be 6 years next Monday.
Wow.
This Monday. Thanks for asking. I can't hear in these headphones. Hey. We're going to have What a crowd. We're having Flo Tiglio. This is my. I'm really excited about the whole thing. I don't even care if it's 6 years. Flo Tiglio's coming to kick it off with us. No, I care. We've gone through mad classes, and we have a lot of. We've seen a lot of progress through the MCs, and it's truly a great cipher. It's a monument to local hip hop. It's called the Freestyle Clinic, and I'm thankful for it. And I'm obviously I'm thankful for all my friends, such good friends. Call Uncle Sammy, doesn't even answer.
Bro, I respond. What?
Shots.
Yo, show me the call log because I don't
show
see
me
it.
The call log.
It
wasn't today, man. I just remember things. No, I don't remember nothing because I got no grudges because I'm too thankful.
You did used to get mad because said he used to get mad at me because I would text him.
So don't come to the Freestyle Clinic unless you want to freestyle and you want to like better your craft or just be around some people like that. Otherwise, don't come.
Word.
Word.
I'm really bad, but I'll still come. Sometime.
Yeah, I'll freestyle.
6 years, is it this Monday as in the 26th or is it?
Yeah, the 26th. That's right.
Okay.
You're good at that.
Well, she's got another competing event.
26.
No,
right.
No,
it's not a competition. Thank you, Sadie.
She's offering her own vibe, and it's going to be somewhere else, and that's cool because they had me over there, and I'm wicked thankful for that.
Yeah, and you killed it. You're in the recap video of it as well.
See how much we love each other? Did you see what he just tried to do? It's not competition.
No, he's trying to break us apart.
The freestyle clinic, though, is super lit. And I've been, and I actually brought Milkshaw, Benedict, and Najee with me, and they was in the cipher. So I'm really proud of you.
What up, fellas?
6 years is a long time.
Seti Zoo. You know.
And that's a special day.
It's a long time like, to listen to people that are growing and just allow them to do that without freaking out. And maybe stopping other people from freaking out on them, and then eventually having to freak out on them, and then everything getting better.
That sounds vague, but it makes
you know,
perfect
most of the time,
sense if you
really
know what's going on.
It's reasonable. It's a great environment. It's a class, you know?
Yeah.
It's a really cool, open environment, and we stress
I learned a lot.
Non-competitive interaction.
I'm a much better freestyler for going to the freestyle
really?
Clinic. Yes. You. I wish I could see... I wish you weren't seated completely out of my line of sight.
I can see that you're being sincere. And,
yeah, no, definitely.
It's
I learned.
Shock to me, but I appreciate it.
No, I don't make jokes anymore.
You should, man, and you should smile in pictures
thing,
and make jokes.
That thing earlier was just, fancy. You know, me playing my role as the media and trying to create tension for views and...
Charlemagne the
No, anyway, no. But Seti, I learned a lot. No, real talk. If you go and just check it out, even for a minute, Seti will drop a little gem on you. You can watch, you can figure it out from other people, both in terms of, like, just taking the mic when it's time to take the mic, projecting, because you'll think you're killing it or you'll think someone else is killing it, and then someone else will step up and they might not even need a microphone to be louder than
all
y'all.
We started with no mics last night as an exercise to work on projection, and those are some of the things we do. You know, it's every Monday, it's 8 to 11, we start at 9, and we start in with some kind of an exercise or some kind of a warm-up, something simple, but keep it natural, and we pretty much just let it flow. Everyone gets a shot. You know, it's a good time.
But be clear, there are some... real deal spitters that do come through this. It's not all if you're out there and you think you're nice and you want to come be a part of that and you're worried like, oh, I don't need to tighten up, I don't need help, there you got to keep the steel sharpens the steel, you know. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep at it because you're never as good as you could be until it's like talking for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we encourage people on all levels. And
but yeah, you can feel
better,
comfortable at any level.
The number one thing is to come there for yourself and not to impress anybody. Just come there for yourself. Go at your own pace, self-mastery. It's all about the self-mastery, the artist self.
Yeah, man. So Monday night, Freestyle Clinic.
Thanks for having me on, man. I'm going to pass this mic to Amanda Shea. Peace out to everybody in Radio Land.
Thank you, Seti. Very happy that you're a part of what's been going down these days. So... we are going to get out of here. We are going to play one last song. But once again, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
And, oh, since we talked about freestyles, Freestyle Clinic, Rec Shop actually just came back around too, and they're still doing the
Subway Cypher.
In the Subway. Yeah. Shout out to
Sean Patel.
Go
Sean
back.
Patel.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Brought it back, and like my guy Sando was out there filming the last time. They got the Suicide Squad headed up to the next one. So just shout out to them because they're doing it. They're killing it.
Doing it,
and,
killing it.
And Justice Bourne.
Love Justice.
My guy. Ironbound.
just wanted to say what.
Yeah, he's killing it up there in Lynn. So Lynn fam, check out Rec Shop, Ironbound for sure. That whole area is getting pretty
cool. It's so beautiful over there, and it's so big. Like, so many opportunities. Artists, vendors, like, it's crazy. Like, it's a whole thing. It's a whole block. It's a whole block. And they have, like, graffiti. They have painters. They have, like, so much over there. Like, if y'all haven't checked it out, you should. When I first heard about it, I was like, oh, Lynn. You know, I think that's everybody's, like, you know, mentality because it's so North Shore. But this is so worth it, every single minute of it. Like, shout out to Justice Bourne for doing his thing and Sean for bringing back the Rec Shop. Like, that's really dope.
Yes, sir. Shout out everybody out there doing everything every day, wherever you are.
Yeah. Getting Bulletproof Funk.
I was going to say for the culture, but I was like, we got to abandon that. Like, I'm not bringing that back.
No, I mean, everything is for the culture, but we don't need to use it that way. Yeah. Shout out Contribute to the Culture.
Yes.
Shout out Shimmy and them. Shout out everyone doing radio. Everyone doing everything out here. Shout out the BMAs for answering our tweet. I can't wait to talk to them.
Ooh.
And
cue me for that.
I hope I get nominated for a BMA.
Well, I could see it happening.
Best podcast.
Yeah, but now there's going to be a conflict, so we won't be able to do it. I don't know. We don't get... Actually, that's a good point. We need to press them on this, like, podcast category.
People are best pressed. New podcast in Boston.
Well, we're not new, but...
You know what I... Well, you know, new to BMAs, if it's a new category.
Exactly. Like, Lesya Clara's, if you want to
bring it. Yeah, we hold it down. It's a known fact. Okay. We'll be back next Tuesday. We got Tony White in the building, which I cannot wait for. Tony White's been calling in for a little while now, and I'm excited to actually meet the dude. Right. We're going to get out of here with another submission. This one's from Jay Faith. It's called Distractions. It's produced by 8BZA. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. Thank you, guys.